adapter so I can show my iPad on a big screen.
Roger Overall has just purchased, has just invested, folks.
I'm
not sure whether he's complaining about a white box. I have a white box in my hand. Those of you who belong to the ecosystem of the white box, which incidentally I believe to have been designed by somebody who originally designed toiletware, it's a VGA adapter. And the VGA adapter is to go with Roger Overall's iPad, I'm guessing, so that he can put his photographs into it.
No.
No, it's not. Of course it isn't. What is it for, Roger Overall?
I'm giving a presentation tomorrow, which I intend to run off my iPad entirely.
Right.
And this adapter allows me to connect my iPad and my iPhone as well to a bigger screen.
Does that mean you can walk around the room holding your iPad in your hand and mobile your way around the assembly, driving everything out of the neat little light iPad?
How mobile I'll be, I don't know. It depends on the cable that runs, because this connects to a cable that connects to...
Oh, it's not a wireless connector?
No, it isn't.
That's a blooming pity, isn't it?
It is a pity. Whether there is such a thing... Well, you should be, I would imagine... If the screens in the hotel were connected to the Wi-Fi in the hotel, then you would be able to do it that way, I'm sure. And I'm sure you can do it... I'm sure...
See, I hate presenting from behind a podium or a fixed spot.
Yes.
So I'm sort of wondering, do you like presenting from a fixed spot? Is that your style?
But it will be tomorrow.
He's just arrived, folks. He's just arrived here. He's about the only person I know who would have arrived and said, "Am I live on air?" And when I said no, he went, "Oh." Most other people would have gone, "Phew." But this is, oh my goodness, he is taking out of, this is preparation for Business Jazz podcast, out of here. This man has been spending money. He has taken a Mini Tai Chip Mono Microphone L48AA Pro Sound Microphones. Right. What else? You've got two of these things, Roger, have you?
I do. One for you, one for me.
All right. Well, in a minute you can... I've got to move my notebook and my iPad out of the way. I haven't even eaten my my scone with jam here. I got here a bit early.
I noticed. I saw your car and I saw your tweet. So you were heading out already.
Yeah, and I've got here and I've recharged the iPhone. I've added additional charge to my iPhone.
Splendid. Now, I noticed that I'm looking at your Asus notebook.
Yes, yes,
shouldn't,
you are.
Shouldn't that be a nice, shiny, aluminium, monoblock, Apple? What happened to
MacBook
that?
Pro.
I'm sure you were getting one.
I am getting an Apple MacBook Pro. Right. Now, my way of coping with the anticipation of getting this is to believe it when I see it, right? In other words, I have zero excitement about the potential arriving of this new... I'm shifting from Windows to Apple, right? You know, now that's basically the big thing. But the point about this is that I'm not getting excited about it. I refuse to allow myself to even believe that I'm getting it, right? But when I get it, I will get it.
Has it been ordered?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, it has been ordered. Somebody is going to deliver it to me. And I will believe that when I see it. Right?
And of course, this is just round about the time that Windows has had a massive, massive overhaul and shake-up. And Microsoft is running the very real risk, very real risk, of actually being cooler and coming up with better products and more innovative products than Apple.
Feck off. You're going to tell me I'm behind the curve again. And that just at the point where I thought I was engaging in catch-up, you know, all you people have been bugging the hell out of me with your... Every time I open my systems, you say, if you were on Apple, you'd be much better off because you wouldn't have half this problem. You better order from this nice man.
What will I get for you then?
Cappuccino? Yes, please.
I've had to put up with you Apple heads for years, you know, showing off, barely able to, you know, it's as if I was a smoker and I was a drug addict and you were a non-smoker and you were saying, I live longer than you, you know. You guys have been rubbing it in, you know. You can hardly control yourselves. And now I say, well, I finally found a way of getting an Apple MacBook Pro, and you're now telling me that Microsoft are going to be a better.
I don't know, but there is this is what's being rumoured on the webs, is that Apple. I do know from my own experience, by the way, just speaking from experience, when I shifted from Windows to Apple, it was like entering the promised land. It was phenomenal. It was like the Garden of Eden.
So why aren't you just encouraging me, and why are you choosing to make me aware of the possibility that I may be making a mistake?
Because Apple have lost their mojo. Apple have started to do things that are upsetting people, and they're releasing products that don't work. Can you believe it?
Don't tell me the mini iPad doesn't work.
Don't get me started on that one.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I heard Christian Bale documentary on Audioboo do a marvellous Audioboo about the mini iPad. And it was a very balanced one, right? He wasn't going over the top. But basically, by the time I'd finished, I decided, well, there is a role for this new product. I know, I'm well aware that Apple have been... initially Steve Jobs said, well, you know, anyone who thinks they can look at something on a 7-inch is bonkers. Now the world is getting more into 7-inch and everybody's flocking to 7-inch and it's light and it fits in your right-hand coat pocket. It might even fit beside a moleskin notebook. I don't know. Because certainly my iPad does not fit in my jacket pocket.
It would. I'd say it's about the packaging, which is useful for an audio, but it's about the same size as the packaging, I would say, of the microphones that I've just been unpacking. I suppose it's a handy size. I tell you what, I'd be interested in a bigger tablet. There you are. I'd be interested in a bigger tablet.
You're talking about the MacBook Air.
The MacBook Air is a proper laptop. Gorgeous thing. Proper. Thank you very much.
I'm only talking about its size.
Yes, but I think, I mean, the MacBook Air isn't much bigger than an iPad, really, the smallest incarnation of it. But I wouldn't mind a bigger tablet.
Bigger than the iPad?
Yes.
Well, good luck to you. Good luck to you. You're entitled to want anything you want, right? You can have a 36-inch tablet if you want, as far as I'm concerned, right? You can put it on your back, right? And you can wear the Google glasses when they come out, and it will mean that your tablet can sit on your back, right? And you can just do everything through the Google Glass.
I think what I'd do if I had a 36-inch tablet is I'd put wheels on it. Have
you held a mini iPad in your hand yet?
No, I did look for one in the shop I've just come from. And
was that your corner shop where you buy newspapers?
Yes, there's a little Indian fella on the corner who sells newspapers and sweets and an iPad.
He sell you Flipboard instead of...
it's an iNews agent.
iNews. Hey, I have, by the way. I have been into CompuBee in Cork. Mm-hmm. I have actually seen the iPad Mini. I have held it in my hand. I have seen them side by side. So I can report that they don't look very different from each other. It is not as you describe. It is actually bigger than...
It's bigger than that.
Yes, it is. It is bigger than that.
Seriously?
Yes, I am. I guarantee you it's bigger than that, right?
Because all the photographs show somebody holding it in one hand like this. And if I look at the photograph...
Wouldn't they?
But that man must have meat hands the size of shovels.
My mother had big hands, right? So I have big hands, right? I have bigger hands than you, I suspect. I've got a 9-inch spread. Exactly 9-inch spread, right?
All right, yes.
This is... From bottom to top, it is 9 inches, a tiny bit more than 9 inches, actually, across, right? But the thing is almost square.
Is it?
Yes. It's almost square. Now, I'm not saying it is square, but it's almost square, right? Okay. In other words, it is actually a shrinkage of the existing iPad, right? But that is a rectangle, and this is a truncated square.
Interesting. Interesting. And what was your impression of the iPad Mini?
That it was light.
That it was light.
That it was light. It was, I compared it in my head with the Kindle, actually. Mm. And But I thought it was too big to hold and manipulate in just one hand. And the other thing is, I was in too much of a hurry. I ran into CompuB on Saturday. There's an audio book about this elsewhere. I ran in there to get charged, to charge my iPhone, because I had just seen David Norris, Senator David Norris, in Waterstones in Cork, signing his book. And I decided this was too good a chance opportunity that David Norris was sent for me to bump into him. But I had no bloody charge in the iPhone. So I went running up the main street in Cork, right? I went first of all into Carphone Warehouse and said, could I please charge my iPhone here? And they said, sorry, we don't do iPhone charges here. They gave me the impression they don't even charge. Anyway, the point is I ran off as quick as I could and I went to CompuB where I knew they would charge my phone. There was a woman in front of me in the queue who was taking back her iPhone, wanting to have the screen repaired by CompuB, who do not repair screens. So I had to calmly and quietly be mindful while I waited for her to finish, desperately wetting myself, dying to get back for the chance encounter with David Norris. And the rest is history. You'll have to listen to the other audio.
I'll have to listen to the audio.
But there is a day.
But you did get juice then. You must have got electricity.
I wouldn't be telling the story if I hadn't got juice, right? But that's why I had the briefest of brief while the phone was charging, right? I said, have you got the mini iPad? Now, I must admit that I genuinely thought that, oh no, this is the usual story. They've released it in America and in Britain, but they will delay releasing it in Ireland. So I expected the answer to be no.
But they haven't.
But they haven't. Mm. No. It's there. You can go and find it. Mm. Now, look, this is turning into a blooming commercial for the company that Steve Jobs left behind.
Well, hardly.
Right?
I think it's balanced. It's balanced.
Look, when you name a company, it is actually a commercial for them. You realise that.
Oh, right.
You know, because people hear the name, right?
Should we send an invoice? Think you'll get paid. They must get tons of invoices. Some must slip through the...
Are you a member of the Apple Affiliate Marketing Program?
No. Affiliate marketing is a minefield. You can only actually endorse and have affiliate connections to things that you believe in. Otherwise, you lose all credibility because then it just becomes an exercise. And I'll load up my blog with affiliate links because I know I can get money. You know, and in fact, I will recommend this product over this product because I'll get a higher commission.
Chris Brogan does affiliate marketing.
Yep,
we're here to discuss Chris Brogan's email. And very early on in the email of this week, I mean, we'll talk about this when we record the act from the Business Jazz podcast, but he uses affiliate marketing. Are you on any affiliate marketing program,
yes.
Roger?
No, hang on. I am... No, not affiliate marketing.
Do you have anything to sell online?
No.
At all?
No.
You do? You've forgotten?
Not my reputation.
No. No, I'm not being that clever.
Right. Right. Do I have anything to sell online?
You can sell stuff for free.
You can sell stuff for free.
You have a book in the Kindle store.
Oh, I do have a book in the Kindle store, yes.
Do you have an affiliate marketing program in which I can put a reference to your book in the Kindle store on my blog and label it affiliate marketing link?
Not yet. No, I haven't. Do you want one?
Yes, I think I'd like to learn about affiliate marketing. Right?
Yes.
I genuinely would like to learn about affiliate marketing.
Pat Flynn is a good guy to check out for affiliate marketing.
But you have a direct line to Pat Flynn.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Okay, what would you say?
Well,
Pat Flynn, you're listening to this. This is what Roger would say.
I have no pretensions that if I drop Pat Flynn a line that he will drop everything and come back to me.
Does Pat Flynn not reply to emails?
He does.
So what did you just mislead people into saying if I
drop You were suggesting I had some special channel into Pat Flynn. I have exactly the same channel as everybody else. So I don't need to get in touch with Pat Flynn over this. Anybody who wants to get in touch with Pat Flynn has the same mechanisms. I would say we'll get the same level of service.
So you battered me back.
Yeah, you do it. You did it yourself.
You challenged me. No. I have no intention to get in touch with Pat Flynn. He's your system. There are too many people I could get in touch with, right? And I can't start listening to Pat Flynn as well as listening to you. I listen to you who have listened to Pat Flynn. How about that? When we walk the dog, you can tell me what Pat Flynn has...
We haven't walked the dog for a while, actually.
Yeah. Okay, we better stop recording this so that we can get our technology organized to record Business Jad podcast.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, okay.